Welcome to Faith Walking Conversations. In this episode, Ken Schumann and a group of faith walkers reflect on the implications of brotherly love for those who are different than us. This conversation was originally recorded in May of 2020. We want to remind you that Faith Walking's mission is to make wholeness possible for individuals, communities, and the world. Visit us at www.faithwalking.us. Join this conversation. Till I'm looking through the eyes of love, I'm gonna look twice at you. Until I see the Christ in you, I'm gonna look twice at you. So today, group, this is what I'm thinking about. So our primary theme for this Friday event was building community and being together and learning to manage anxiety during the pandemic. And all of that is still true. We are still in the days of pandemic where facts and data and information change about every 2 days, it seems like. And yet, today, the thing that's most on my mind are all of the things going on in Minneapolis and around the country related to race. And here in the U.S., for you in the U.K., it's a big deal. And it's a big deal just in a lot of ways. I want to tie it to some family systems conversation in that in family systems, the family systems people talk about a regressive society. And when they talk about that, they talk about it in terms of when anxiety in a system gets elevated, that people behave in less and less emotionally mature ways. And I think just a lot of things that we see in people's behavior, in protest, in a lot of things are their anxiety overwhelming them and their whomever, whatever side position thought you have, that people behave out of their anxiety in ways that are not their best thinking, but that are reactive. And they're reacting in one of those possible ways. And I just think we're seeing that more and more. And I think as long as we're in the pandemic, there's going to be an enormous amount of anxiety. We already had an enormous amount of chronic anxiety. Then we had the pandemic on top of that. And now we've got other issues on top of that. I mean, Tammy and Mike up in Midland are dealing, okay, now we have a flood on top of pandemic, on top of all the other anxiety. And I think it's helpful just to be aware that, oh my goodness, there's a ton of anxiety everywhere. And as a result of that, people are not going to be behaving based on their best thinking many times. And so in the midst of it, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to manage my own anxiety and get really clear about what do I think and what do I believe and how am I going to behave so that I can behave and not just get swept away in the reactivity. Oh, I've got to react. I've got to do something. I've got to say something. No, I want my whatever I say to be well thought out and to be thoughtful and clear. So I think all of that is going on. And this week I did some writing and I want to share a little piece of that. And in my writing, so I want to connect it. So we there is a word that we talk that's being talked about a lot here in the U.S. And it's probably being talked a lot about globally, but it's the word xenophobia. And what's fascinating, I'm sure all of you watched the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Yeah, and in My Big Fat Greek Wedding, the dad of the bride said what? Every word comes from Greek word. And every word comes from Greek word. And so xenophobia is the combination of two Greek words. And it's fascinating to me because xenos, X-E-N-O-S, is the Greek for a combination of words we translate in English. stranger, foreigner, alien, immigrant, other, someone who is different than I am. And xenophobia, so phobia, we're familiar with phobias. Phobia comes from the word for fear. And so xenophobia, you put the two words together and it means fear of the other. I really like that because it means anybody that's different than I am. Anybody that's different culturally, anybody that's different spiritually, anybody that's different religiously, anybody that's different culturally, anybody that's different racially. And so it's xenophobia. And I often hear people say, when they understand the language of what xenophobia means, fear of the stranger, they say, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid of anybody. But the truth is we are afraid. And if we could part of our work in managing anxiety is learning to identify, what am I really threatened by here? What's the real threat? And I believe if we take the word xenophobia, fear of the stranger, fear of the other, and we really got present to what am I really threatened about? I mean, I've got some ideas. I think we are threatened by my way of life is threatened because this is the way I like to do it. And those people are doing it different than I like to do it. And so my way of life is threatened. For me as an older, Anglo European descent male, the fear of, people like me won't be the majority any longer, is a threat. So if we could just think about what am I really threatened by in this? Maybe there's a deeper threat than I'm aware of. And I believe that identifying what the threats are really help us to grow and mature. There's something about just being able to say it, to bring it out into the light, to identify whatever. So I want to start with xenophobia, but now I want to go to another word. There is a word in the Bible that is the word hospitality. And the word hospitality is the combination, believe it or not, back to my big fat Greek wedding, it's a combination of two Greek words. And it's the word xenos again, stranger. But hospitality, the word translated hospitality is the word philoxenos. Philoxenos. So not xenophobia, philoxenos. If you have any background in Greek at all, the word philo is going to sound familiar. Philo, philos, is the word for brotherly love. We have a city here in the U.S. called the City of Brotherly Love. It's Philadelphia, right? And so the word hospitality is a combination of two Greek words that means to have love for the stranger, to have love for the other, to have love for the foreigner, the immigrant, whomever that might. I mean, again, all of that kind of combination of words. And I just like the phrase other. And so the word hospitality means not just have somebody over for dinner. The word hospitality means to live your life in such a way that you are open to the other in your life. You are open to the other being friends with you. You are open to the other so that you can love the other in a brotherly, sisterly, loving kind of way. So we take it a little further, and that word's found three or four times in Scripture. But then in Matthew 25, we have that section of Scripture that I think we're all familiar with, where Jesus says, "I was hungry and you gave me food. I needed shelter and you gave me shelter." Well, in that section of Scripture of Matthew 25, Jesus says, I was the Xenos, and you welcomed me in. I was Xenos. And of course, you know the argument. When were you a stranger? And when did we welcome you? And Jesus says, when you did it to the least of these, when you did it to the nobody stranger, when you did it to the stranger at the grocery store, or the stranger at the pharmacy, or the stranger at the gas station, or the stranger at the beauty salon, or the nail place, when you did it to one of them, when you welcomed that person into your life, you welcomed me into your life. I believe, as followers of the way of Jesus, hospitality, philoxenos, is our way. And I believe that as we live a lifestyle of welcoming the other into our lives, we reflect the heart and character of the way of Jesus. So in the midst of all the high anxiety of all sorts of racial stuff right now, that racial stuff is the Xenos. We are all Xenos to one another. You're the stranger. You look different than I. You talk different than I. Your culture is different than mine. That the Bible teaches us that the way of Jesus is the way of brotherly love for that stranger. And so I want to invite you to do a couple of things with me today. I want to invite you to think about, do I have any xenophobia? And if it is, what is it? What threat might there be to me that's underlying that I react out of my anxiety toward? And then on the other side, how do I more fully embrace and live into this idea that I'm to extend brotherly love to people that are different than me? And that's the way of Jesus. And that if I can manage my own anxiety and get at what I really believe and really align my life, that then the world can become more whole. Because in faith walking, what are we about? We're about making wholeness possible. And I believe when we practice philoxenos, that we are making wholeness in our countries and in our world more and more possible. We've only got about 5 minutes to wrap up. So is there a big idea you just want to say out loud? Is there a big question? Is there a comment? What would you say as we wrap up?
I just wanted to say thank you so much to Courtney for sharing your heart and your thoughts. I weeped as you were talking, and here we talked all the way through our breakout session, and I'm still teary, and I was just so touched by all that you said. It's going to stick with me the rest of the day, the rest of the week. So thank you for that.
Awesome. Thanks, Tammy. Well, I think talking about it is a good beginning place. And I also think it's just a beginning place, and that there's much more to be done. And I'm with Courtney. I'm not completely sure what, where, or how, but I do believe it starts with relationships. And I think if we can be open and intentional, and I think we have to be intentional about starting relationships that where we can talk about these things. 23, 24 years ago, I was on a leadership development group, and we went on a week-long retreat, and we all had roommates, and my roommate was a guy my age who is African-American. And he swore to me when we first met that he was an introvert and he wouldn't be talking much. And we ended up almost every night talking till 3 or 3:30 in the morning. And here's from a white, at that time, middle-aged, now older male perspective, and he pounded the life out of me. It was gut-wrenching. It was hard. It was frustrating. But that week, changed my life. And Michael is his name, and I are 25 years later best friends. And I think every now and then that maybe I had a little bit of an impact on him, but I know mostly he had an impact on me. And so I guess what I'm saying is I know from experience that building relationships with people that are different from you help you see the world differently. And that's what we have to do. And I think if we all do that, here's what I believe, folks. I think if groups of 15 like us, and then this 15 makes it 30, and then that 30 makes it 60, that's how we change. And none of us can do it alone. We're overwhelmed, but if we talk about it and if we engage at the simplest level, I think ultimately we can get to the systemic issues and really change systems. And I think along the way, maybe we'll learn, okay, and here's how you might do that. So that's what I think. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you were in on the conversation. I love these Friday gatherings. Thank y'all all. And I hope you have a great weekend and a great week next week.
For more information about Faith Walking, visit www.faithwalking.us. We want to remind you that Faith Walking exists because of your financial support. Please consider giving at faithwalking.us/donate. Thank you for listening.
Until I see the Christ in you, till I'm looking through the eyes of love, till I'm looking through the eyes of love.